This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Tass will be rejoining us again in a moment. Fiona Brooke, our producer, has just got back from Georgia. Now, Georgia in the former Soviet Union, it was a state that was annexed by the communists. I'm not sure what time was that, the early 20th century, Fiona, or during the Second World War?
It was the earlier 20th century.
Yeah. So following the revolution.
It has a devastating history. It really does. They've been occupied by so many people over the years, so many different countries over the years. It was annexed by the USSR by the Soviet Union, and then again by the USSR.
Yeah.
And
or by Russia then, which became Russia. The USSR.
And then many, many, many people were murdered.
Yes.
In the early 20th century, in the 1920s. I went to one of the many, many museums there, and they have long lists, not only all of the artists, the journalists,
the
writers, the intelligentsia, anybody that was from a well-to-do or wealthy family. The communists just went in and slaughtered large numbers of people. It has a devastating history.
Now, one of its most infamous sons is Joseph Stalin.
Indeed. There is a town just outside of Tbilisi, which is the capital city, where you can go and visit. There is a Stalin Museum. Not a place that I was going to actually spend any time, because there's a lot to see in Georgia. But apparently it's a very popular spot, and they seem, from what I've read, the museum there seems to sort of glide over his murderous history.
Well, he was a mass murderer.
Mm. And they don't seem to...
Through famine and his gulags and archipelagos, tens of millions of people.
Indeed.
Anyway, yeah. What made you go to Georgia?
So,
Ticket, though?
Yeah, it was a cheap ticket. No, it wasn't a cheap ticket, too much, but it is a cheap place to go.
It's a difficult place to get to, isn't it?
Not really. You just get on one of the airlines and you have a drop-off in the Middle East somewhere, and then you just get on another plane and you're there.
You didn't go Aeroflop, did you?
No,
Aeroflop. I didn't.
Took Qatar Air.
Oh, right.
There. I went because a really good friend of mine has been banging on about Georgia for ages. Many reasons. Number one, it's got the oldest wine growing, the oldest wine culture in the world for 8,000 years. They've been making
Georgian
wine.
Georgian wine was much loved by FDR.
Is that the case?
By Franklin Roosevelt. The number of times he met with Stalin. And of course, Stalin was from Georgia, and they always served Georgian wine.
Well, they have around about 500 different grape varieties. It's extraordinary. So there was that reason, and also fantastic hiking.
Yep.
They have beautiful walks up there, beautiful mountain regions, and also the opportunity to just experience that part of the world. Mm. I mean, I've visited a lot of countries in various areas, but that particular region. So a friend of mine met a journalist, an Australian journalist, who was living in St. Petersburg, and he and his journo mates all spent time in Georgia. That's where they holidayed.
Another famous person from Georgia, Edward Shevardnadze, who was Gorbachev's foreign minister and a strong advocate of perestroika, but Tbilisi, the capital, there was one, if not two, assassination attempts against him, almost successful. They've got a bit of a history of knocking people off over there.
Well, they do have...
Killing them.
They do have a very turbulent history. So they gained independence from the USSR in 1991, which then proceeded with 10 years of...
Civil war.
Devastation. I mean, I met people there. I went on a brutalist walking tour. Brutalist architecture. Fantastic. And the young guy who took the... He couldn't have been more than 25 or, you know, up between 25 and 30, talked about his childhood and talked about how they grew up with electricity for like only 1 hour a day, about the appalling state of the country, the crime, the corruption. Apparently the policemen were barely paid and you had to, bribe.
They had to supplement their income.
Exactly. So he talks about his childhood, talks about not having any heating, talks about not having any electricity. You couldn't step out on the street because of the crime on the street. And then, of course, in 2000, and Shevardnadze was in power during that period. Then in 2003, they had what was called the Rose Revolution.
Yes.
And the Rose Revolution was because the... the political opponents came in carrying roses because they wanted to show that this was a peaceful change. And I think it was just a bit of a gimmick, actually, but it really took off. And a young upstart political leader came in, and his name was...
Searching the notes?
Yeah, searching the notes. Shakesvali.
That's right.
Great name, Shakesvali.
Yeah, Mikhail Shakesvali. So one of the first things he did was he fired the entire police force and rehired and paid them properly. And at this point today, even the Georgian police force are apparently uncorruptible.
Tell us about the people, the culture.
And the tucker.
So we ate...
Any donuts?
Yes, but not quite the same donuts as we have here. So the food was incredible. We did a fantastic cooking class. We got there at 9 a.m. and on the kitchen table was a platter of different cheeses and a flagon of wine.
Sensible.
And at 9 a.m.
Nice cheese?
Beautiful cheeses. Mm. We made all these beautiful eggplant dishes. Eggplant is featured very heavily. I ate eggplant every day. Not just once a day, like three times a day.
Wow.
Incredible cheeses, lots of beautiful bean dishes, kebabs. Not that I'm a kebab eater, but my friends were really into the kebabs. The food was incredible. The wine was extraordinary. You can have Georgian wine, which is made in the Keveri, which is the amphora under the ground, and that's in the Kaheti region, which is where we spent some time. That wine is often known as amber or orange wine because it's the white wines, the colour. Yes. But I drank a lot of red wine because and then you have the European version. So you can have the Georgian wine or you can have the European wine. So a lot of wine, and everyone makes wine. Everyone has grapes. Every single person makes wine, and they serve it to you whenever you go to their houses. And we stayed in hotels and we stayed in a little guest house. Beautiful wine flowing all the time. And the wine is
so
often really
drinkers,
fresh.
Big drinkers?
Yes. They have another product of their wine is called cha-cha. Or cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha, which depending is like, on how much you've drunk.
Yes, which is like a brandy, which they make out of after the wine comes out of it. Then there's this other part, which they cook. So they have a massive winemaking culture. When I was there, it was actually the harvest, the winemaking harvest. Apparently only men can crush the grapes. Mm. Something to do with women and their, you know, emotions and things like that. Just all bullshit.
Is there a little bit of sexism in there?
But it's a very, very Catholic country. And
so you avoided my question. Is there a bit of sexism there?
I would say that, no, we met a lot of really incredible young women. Mm. I would say that that is really changing.
That's nice. I mean, they're not sexist.
They're not sexist. And I don't know... I mean, I have no doubt that there is still a long fight ahead. I mean, for example, the LGBTI community, it is since 2012 illegal to discriminate.
Yeah.
But they still face a very big uphill battle because it's such a Catholic country, a religious country. And then, of course, you have sections of the community which are Muslim. So it certainly has a way to go for...
So you'd recommend it for people to go?
I would highly recommend it. It's there are people that are trapped there. There is a big tourist industry there. A lot of Europeans go there. But Australians are just discovering Georgia.
Yeah.
It's not expensive. Hmm. There's, you know, beautiful hiking, wonderful wine-growing regions. You can stay in really fancy hotels if that's what you need.
Fiona, I just need a half a dozen of those eggplant recipes.
I've got them for you.
You've got my mouth watering now. I love eggplant.
Well,
and we only have read it the same way here back here in Melbourne. Yeah. So it'd be great to come across some.
I have a fantastic eggplant recipe for you. Fantastic. Maybe even two.
Yum.
So
yum.
It was a really fantastic holiday. I really enjoyed it and exploring a new place.
Fiona, it's great to have you back in the studio.
Good to be back.
Yeah, good to be back. And
Fiona's going to actually send Gordon a couple of pictures.
I will send some pictures.
From eggplant dishes?
Possibly.
Oh, yeah.
I can send that. I could do that.
To go with the podcast of this.
Great.
And if anyone's interested in some of those recipes that are from my cooking class,
email saturdaymagazine@joy.org.au.
And we'll send them on.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Fiona. We've had a message maker. It's our first message this morning.
They're not just Georgians are not just Catholic. They're Orthodox Christians too. And yes.
Good on you. Good on you, Jarny. Thank you. That was Jarny.
Well, I think Georgia has a really, really interesting history. You know, it's a country that has seen so much war and so much, you know, famine, political instability, and, you know, it's not somewhere that I would have thought of going to visit, but on the basis of what Fiona said, it sounds quite interesting to me. I think it's... and safe?
Yep, very, very safe.
Well,
I
the
felt
food sounded
safe.
Interesting. The beverages sound good. And the architecture sounds pretty interesting too.
A lot of beautiful Art Nouveau, wonderful architecture. A lot of it very
Brutalism
decrepit.
Too.
But they're building. It's a country that's doing its best to rise above its history. A very young country. A lot of interesting tragic stories in there too. So visit.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.